15 minutes, and Vohoder first after that is Chal ben Eshmosh of Rabbi Yosef. Then first is first starts Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is the last minute after that. Rashi says Maschil Rabbi Yosef Sveiku. That's what the first town holds in Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. And therefore, according to that sheet, Rabbi Yosef Shir is like a Sufik, whether it's Yom or whether it's Laila. And therefore, the first Rabbi Yehuda held that she is a Sufik Zavah. But the high town of the left town that holds no, according to Yehuda ben Agra, she's for sure not a Sufik Zavah. So he holds like this, that Ben Ashmoshes to Rabbi Yosef, Meshe Shanyek to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Ben Ashmoshes to Rabbi Yosef is not a minute afterwards. It's the last minute, like it's the 18th minute. That is first the beginning of Ben Ashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, and then the last minute of Rabbi Yehuda, that is also the Zman of Rabbi Yosef. Since so, here with Talmud, she made a bedika during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes. So since she checked the Sarat, all the Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes, and she knows she did not see. So you're telling me now that last minute is the minute of Rabbi Yosef. So it comes out she checked herself that minute also. And since she did not see, that's why we say for sure she's not a Zavah. Because she did not see Ben Ashmoshes. So therefore there's no Machlokes. I mean, it's two Tanoim Ali with Rabbi Yehuda. Then we'll say this. Tanoim Balola this. Does Haroya Kesem, let's say Isha finds a Kesem, means she did not see herself dripping blood, so she found it's the stain on her underwear. So Lachar is Mitam Atzmo V'Kodeshim L'Mafreya. Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe holds both she is Tamei, Nogeya to Kodeshim also L'Mafreya. Rinta says she's coming up all the way back until the last time she checked out her underwear. She didn't check it out the last 3 days, she'll be Tamei those last 3 days, because we don't know when the dam came out. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kodeshim Mitama. True, for Kodeshim U'Machmir Shetashani Kodeshim, the last 3 days, left until the last time she checked the begodim, she's tummy. But Atzma was negated to herself, ain't a matama, no, she herself is not tummy. Why is worries, shlo yehek so mechumim riyasa. Her kesem should not be more stronger than a riya. If she sees dam, she's only tummy back when I'm afraid the most 24 hours, that's all. They tell me now she finds a kesem, you want to make a tummy all the way back to the last time she checked it out, 3 days, that doesn't make any sense. So therefore, it's only for kochim, but not for she herself. So what's the question? Why? We do find that a kesem is mochamim riyosai. Lin yikotchim, they get to kochim. So you see, we are machmim more by kesem than by atzmo, than by riyos. So Mora says, no, elu rather tonyach went like this. Rav Shimon was a reiner. Af kodishim eino metama. Even for kochim, she's not coming back lemafreya. And the reason is, we never want to say that a kesem, or a spot, a stain that she found on the begotim, should make her more tomei than if she'd actually really see the dam. Since when she sees dam, the most we make do the chumra is only backwards 24 hours, so then by kesemos we can't go back more than 24 hours. We did not go back to the last time that she checked the begotim. Tell her about one like this. Ro'osa kesem. Let's say first she saw kesem in the morning. V'yachakach ro'osa dam. And then in the afternoon she sees dam, she has a flow of dam. The locher is Tolok Samabriyosa. Lies Lies Divrei Rebbe. That we say from the time she saw now, she was Tamil Mafra 24 hours. So if the time she found the kesem was in those 24 hours, we say, like the kesem only started now, and we're not Mitama back all the way to Mafraya, like the Tanakama held before, from the last time you checked her out. We don't go so far back. Yeah. Divrei Rebbe. Rav Shimon Alasawaymer Yoymei. It's not a din in not a din in Meisle, it's a din in Yoymei. If she sees the same time, found the kesem today, and she starts seeing today, then we're told the kesem came from that Riyah. But if she first starts seeing at night time, then we say no, the kesem she saw by daytime has nothing to do with the Riyah at night. Then the Chanami, she'll be told me all the way backwards until the last time she checked the begodim. Omar Rebbe says like this, Nirim Devorov Midvarai, I like better what Rav Shimon Elazar was saying more than my own words. Because Shu Misakno, he's making her better, he's fixing her up. Vani Mavso, I'm making her worse. So where's the question? What are you talking about? Misakno, what are you saying? He's making it better. Avso Mavso, he's making it worse. Like he's saying if she first saw at nighttime, and she found the kesem b'yoyim, so we're not totally the kesem in the Riyah. We make her tummy much more. according to what you're saying, it's better. You're saying no matter when she sees the Zuri, even at night time, as long as within 24 hours, we're told the kesem she finds comes from that Riya. So how do a Rebbe is saying better? So what says true? Om Ravina, Ravina says, Epoch, change it around. That Rebbe meant to say he likes his own words more than what Hashem and Allah says. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman normally Yerlam could be like that, but they don't have to change it around. And it could be like this. The way we have our gear sense, the Rebbe says he liked Hashem and Allah. Shumisakin hil chosele de ziva. Because according to Hashem and Allah, he makes it better she becomes a ziva. Means he says if she first sees at night time, so then the Riyah has nothing to do with the Kesem. And we say that her Riyah first started now, not before. So therefore, she's tummy first then, and 7 days later she could come as Zava. But Vaniv, according to Rebbe, Ma'afse Hilchas Sela De Ziva. According to Rebbe, she won't become a Ziva so much. Rashi says, like according to Rabbi Shimon, Linyan Ziva Humeko, till the day Hechad Lechazib, if she didn't see B'yayim, so late Tanin, we don't say the Kesem came for Yosa. Or money may need us miyam riyosa. She starts counting need for a day she first saw. The ani may ziva machil not yom ches. Therefore, she first become a zava the eighth day. But according to Rebbe, that you say no, that the riyah, the kesem now is from the beginning of the riyah, and so it come out now from this kesem we say she had the riyah, and therefore 7 days later finishes the nida, and then if she sees down then she'll start a zava. So according to Rebbe, she starts zava a day earlier. Then according to Rabbi Shimon, that's what he meant to say. But according to Rebbe, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's misak in the better hilchas zava. She can't become a zava so much. Then he asked his mother says she could come a zava a day earlier. Boy minay Rabzeim Rabasi, ksomim tsrich hefsek tar eloy. That's an isha did not see any dam, but she only found dam on her underwear, so she's tummy. So she wants to start counting now, the Zayni Kima, to go to the mikvah, so she has to make a hefsek tar or not. So that's a shadow, because she's found says she can go to the mikvah 7 days later. Or does she have to have a hefsek tar, check herself out before she goes to the mikvah? Or the, before that Ben Shmosh should say that she stopped seeing that day? Rashi says it means the Shvi Lutfel, there. Like a regular leader, she has to check herself out on the seventh day before Ben Shmosh is like to make sure she stops seeing so she can go to the mikvah at night. Here, when she only saw a kesem, does she have to make this bigger or not? That was a shayla. So he asked him back, Ishtika kept quiet, Rabasi, he didn't answer him back, Zimna, another time, asked, Ashkech, he found the Yasir sitting down a Komar, that Tolok Summer Briyosa Meis Leis, Dibereb, the luck we had before, the case Isha saw a kesem first, and then she sees a Riyah. So if the Riyah happened within 24 hours of this kesem, we can be told that this kesem is from that Riyah. On this, Amar Rosh Lakish says though, Vusha Bota, that's only if she made a B'dikum, is according to this, even though she saw at night time, we say the beginning of a Nida started at the daytime, and at the end of the seventh day she can go to the Mikvah. But Rosh Lakish says only if she made a B'dikum then, since she's machshik herself to say that she finished her Nidus now, and therefore she can go to the Mikvah at night. But Rabbi Yechon no Mano, Afar Pish Lebot, even though she didn't make a B'dika. As Lekka says a tremendous chiddush here, that only if she makes the B'dika, she's Megala Daitom, that first Riyah started when she found the Kesem. So then the Nidus ends 7 days from that. But if she wouldn't have made a B'dika then, we say no, maybe when she's Masik herself, that her Nidus first started when she first saw the Dam, the next day, and she's tummy another day. But Rabbi Yechon says, no, I don't care if she made the B'dika or not, Lemais is telling the Metzias. That you're telling me now when she sees a kesem, and then she sees dam within 24 hours, it's like that Riyah started from the Yom HaKesem. And therefore, she's only tummy 7 days from the time she found the kesem. That's what the Yechon holds. The Yechon Nomar Afar Pish Leibotko, still we start the Nidus from the time of the kesem, and 7 days later she can go to the mikvah. Omalei Michlalvo Tiksom Tzvich Nefsik Tara. Rosh Lakish says she had a made up Dika then. So Master for Kesem, you do need a Nefsik Tara. Omalayin, yes, that's what you see. Even Yechon only argues and says, even without the B'dika, she can start go. She can go to the mikvah. But everybody holds she has to make a B'dika for a kesem. You see, a kesem needs a hefsek tara. So he asked him back, I was zimna tzkinu, what's happened before that Bernard, I asked this question, you didn't answer me, matulamidi. So when he answered back, I said, it could be duma, agav shitfer, so asur lechom. Maybe I was busy in a rush and I didn't realize what you meant to ask me. Omalei said back to me, yes, that's what happened. Aga Shitfo Yasurli. Since I was in a big rush, I didn't realize what happened. And therefore, he didn't answer you. But really, that's the loch. In case Isha sees a kesem, and she becomes something before because of the kesem, so she has to make a hefsek tara before she can go to the mikvah. That's mikra din of the Gemara. The Maaseh Bezman is there with Machmen. Even Isha only sees a kesem, she has a regular tumas nida, and we Machmen today, she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. So if anywhere, she'll have to fight the Zayin Nikiyim, and then she can first go to the mikvah. Well, the Mishnah is like this. Horoya Yoin Yud Aleph, let an Isha sees on the 11 days, you know, between Nidor and after 7 days of Nidor, there's 11 days she could become a Zava. Let's say she saw on the 11th day, Venash Moshes, so it's a Sophic whether that's still Yoin, so it's a Tumah of Zava, or is it nighttime, then she become a Nidor. The Lachor is Tchilus Nidor, she has a Sophic, maybe she's a Nidor. And our lashon is with soif nida. Feel the Gemara says it should be soif maybe at the end of Yomei Zava. Now, what's going to be tchila ziva? The soif ziva. The same lashon she sees at the end of Yomei Ziva. Tchila ziva. Rashi says that's going on. Or this could be at the end of the 7 days of nida. She sees Benesh Mersha, the last day of the seventh day of the Nida, the same thing as a Sophic, whether it's the beginning of the Ziva, or else at the end of the Sophic, it remains at the end of the Nida. Same thing, Yom HaBoy Mazocha. For Zocha, she's first tummy for 7 days, then the next 40 days is Yimei Taira. Let's say she sees the 40th day Benesh Mersha, or else for Yom Shmanul Mekeva, she sees the 80th day by Nekeva. So, Benesh Mersha, the Kulim, she sees Benesh Mersha all of these days, so it's a Sophic. If it's Yoin, so Lachor then is Dam Tor. If it's Lilo, it's Yimei Tomei. So all these things.
All right, to turn over.
All these cases, it would be a Sophic. That's called Lashnia. Harelu Toys. All these cases are a Sophic. Omer Vishua, Ad Shate Mesrakben Es HaShaitis. Why do you make such halachas about a Shaitis fool? He means a Sophic. Go over Tikkunos HaPikkos, rather go be Misak and tell us clearly what the loch is on Regalisha when she sees for 7 days and 11 days. I want to explain first these halacha, the cycle. The Nisha first will tell me for 7 days, then the next 11 days, those are the days that she sees 3 days in a row, she could become a Zava. So first the Gemara asks, what do you first say that she sees the last day, the 11th day? Tchilas Nida, the same Nida. For the Gemara, Tchilas Nida, the same Ziva. It should have said, it's a Sophic. If it's night times the beginning of Nida, it is still day at the end of Zava. This is what it means to say. She sees on the 11th day, but Ashmoshes. Tchilas a Sophic, Tchilas Nida. Maybe it's the night time is the beginning of coming to Nida. The same Ziva, it's a Sophic. No, maybe it's still daytime at the end of the Ziva. Uvashvili Nidos, let's say she sees the last day of the 7th day of a Nida. The same thing, Seif Nida, maybe it's still Yom, she's still Nida, is no new Tumah, but maybe it's night Tumah, really, it's Chila Ziva, it's called the end of Ziva. So therefore, it's all Sphakis. Yeah. Now it says, Mishtam Rabbi Yeshua, Achatem Esakhtem Esashaitis, and before you take care of the Ishas that have a Sophic, they take care of the Vabai cycle. Smor says, Hainu, Hanu,